listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Now, our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. So you've got to listen to every single show every week. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio official website, latalkradio.com, and click on the link at the top of the website. It says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for our graphic, Question Reality, and click on the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page. And this is where you view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you go. We got all of our shows from 2008 up until last week. And if you want to find out about our future guests, you want to visit the official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityshow.com. And we are booked, honey child, until April of next year. It's so fantastic. And I just have to say thank you so much, everybody, for the emails and phone calls. As you know, we had American Idol, Pisha McPhee, Catherine McPhee's mom, who is a vocal coach on American Idol. We had her on the show last week, along with Michael Orlin, who is the musical associate musical director over there. And my God, I was just flooded with emails and calls about the show, how many people loved it, and the advice and tips that were given on how to audition, how to do a professional audition, how to do things with your voice. We did all kinds of stuff on the show last week. So if you want to listen to that show, go to our archive page on the website, and all you do is hit play, and a little box comes up, and you can listen to the interview for Pisha McPhee and Michael Orlin from American Idol. Now, today is on the excitement just isn't going to end, because today we have an incredible guest on the show. She is so hot and sexy. She's like a little hot thing, I swear. Her name is Breely Evans, and she is currently the newest face of Jenny Craig, and she co-stars in the new film that just came out on Friday night called Sparkle, alongside Jordan Sparks and Whitney Houston in her final screen performance. Now, Breely is best known for her appearance in the film Just Right, starring Queen Latifah, who everybody knows is my girl. Love me some Queen Latifah. I want a name like Queen Priscilla. I want Queen Priscilla, but I don't want to be like jumping on Queen Latifah's name or anything, so I'm going to have to think of something else. But that's like the coolest name ever. Breely will be seen in the BET film He's Mine, Not Yours. My God, how many times did I say that in the 80s? I had to beat those bitches off my boyfriends. They're just trying to take them right and left. And also The Cookout 2, produced by Queen Latifah, and the upcoming series Tracks, being developed currently for HBO. So she is rocking and rolling and moving and shaking. And those are the guests that we love to have on the show to give career advice to you. That's why you tune in, and we're the number one show. Yay. So without further ado, coming to us live, I hope I'm right about this, or she's going to correct me, coming live from Oakland, California, Breely Evans, welcome to the show.
I am so honored to be here. I just love this show, and I am like, can I like be on my computer at the same time so that I can hear last week's show? I need to get those vocal tips. My goodness, that's amazing. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was just telling you before we went live, I was doing some work on the computer, and I had the TV on in the background, and all of a sudden, I heard your name on the Jenny Craig commercial, and I said, wait a minute, Albert, rewind. I think that's my guest for Sunday, and then he rewound, and I was like, wow. I mean, I looked at your picture, and I thought, she's beautiful, but you look like 10 times more gorgeous on television. You just never know what the hell you're going to look like. Sometimes you look good in film, but not on TV. Then you look good on TV, not in film. Then people say, oh my God, you've never looked better in live theater. So, you know, you never know. Well, my God, so you are up in Oakland because your film just came out on Friday. Is that right? And you went home to do like a little family thing? Tell me about it. What did you do up there?
Yes. Well, as you know, we had our wonderful premiere in Los Angeles at the Man Chinese Theater there on Hollywood Boulevard. All the stars came out. It was super amazing. I mean, the red carpet line was so long, they couldn't just do it down the street because it would have been about three blocks long. They had to do it in a zigzag way because it was so long with all the press and media that came out. So we did that on Thursday. Then on Friday night, my friends and family in Los Angeles got together and we did Occupy the Rave. So the Rave is a movie theater there at the Howard Hughes Center, where we all gathered and watched it there. Then the next morning, Saturday morning, I flew to Oakland so that my friends and family here, we literally bought out an entire theater. All of my friends and family came. It was so incredible just to be home and see mom and dad, of course, first, but all my young cousins, my friends, and just people who've been supporting me over the years. And then after that, we had an all-white party where we celebrated the life of both Whitney Houston and Sharon Randolph because the event that night was called Sparkle for a Cause. We weren't just going to sparkle for any reason. We had a cause behind us, and we wanted to celebrate the lives of these women and what we're going to do for other women because of them. So it was so amazing. Like, I'm just still on a high right now.
Well, I know that I did know that a portion of the ticket sales was going to be donated to the Sharon Randolph Foundation, and I know you're a supporter of the Sharon Randolph Foundation.
Yes.
And for those who don't know what that is, I think they offer programs and support for breast cancer patients. Is that right? Tell us a little bit about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Breast cancer is the main one, but we will take anyone with any type of cancer, male or female. What we have found is it's all great to give to research, and that's a wonderful thing. But if we look at it real closely, we've been looking for cancer research for over 20 years, and there's not much movement where that's concerned.
Right.
And because Stacy and Sharon, the founders of this foundation, went through this personally by losing their mother, Sharon Randolph, they know the struggles of people who have, had that cancer. So, they put cash money in the hands of cancer patients to pay their monthly bills.
I mean,
these people, yes, they're going through the cancer and they have a process that they need to get through, but there is still bills to be paid. A lot of times they lose their job because they're too weak to work, and their family members then have extra burden. So we're just looking forward to raising. And I said, you know what? I will use my name, my whatever I can do. I'll give money, my own self, just my time, my energy, so that I can help someone else in this regard. Because we have to live now. Their initiative is called Live and Not Die. So they're saying that just because you've been diagnosed with anything, be it cancer, diabetes, I don't care what it is, you have to still live with that diagnosis, and then we can actually live beyond it if we all just pull together. So I'm just so glad to be a part of a wonderful organization that's affecting lives of people up close and personal.
Well, I am so glad that you brought that up, because I have always said this. There are so many R&D. Everybody gives money to R&D. Yes, that's great. But it seems like all this money goes to research and development, and yet there are no cures coming out. There's no, and of course I'm like, I got the whole conspiracy theory going on that all, I don't think people want to find a cure, because if they did, what would happen to the pharmaceutical company? So
oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oh, we got to do a whole nother show right there. because let me tell you,
right?
I really believe it, because we've been researching and researching, and people are still dying, and there's nothing. But I'll tell you one thing that is bridging the gap. One thing that's bridging the gap and getting people healthy from the inside out is we're learning to take better care of ourselves. We're learning to eat more fruits and vegetables and eradicate weight-related disease. And even me, I'm doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the only one, you know.
Our voice. Yeah, you and this is a perfect thing that's happened to you, being chosen to be the spokesperson for Jenny Craig, because it all ties in together, because now you're a really big supporter of getting healthy. So it's not something you were just hired to do because you were just hired. It's something you believe in. You're an advocate. This is what you're helping to change lives. So it's all integrated, right?
Absolutely. Well, you must know that I've been supporting the Sharon Randolph Foundation since 2006, and I also was overweight most of that time. And so with the new movies coming out, I actually had, with Sparkle coming out, I had the opportunity to speak with some young girls at Cass High School, and a lot of them were speaking on how they are, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm not pretty, boys don't like me, all these things. And I was encouraging them to be who you are, be happy right where you are, because, you know, someone's waiting on you just where you are. Because guess what? My skinny girlfriends in Hollywood could not have played this role of Tuna Ann in the movie Sparkle, rubbing elbows with Whitney Houston. So you got to put a smile on your face, throw your shoulders back, tilt your head up high, and walk like you know who you are. So, you know, and they felt encouraged in that moment. But when I walked away from that conversation, I still didn't feel like I had affected them deeply. And I said, wow, this isn't good. This isn't good. What can I do? And I said, you know what? I can do one better for those young ladies. If I show them how to live long, be healthy from the inside out, not just have a fake, false confidence that someone, mm-hmm. that people can put on, mm-hmm. But really, really love themselves and really feel good from the inside out, let me call Jenny Craig and ask them if they would help me. And literally, they jumped on board. I mean, what a blessing that they have been to me so far. They, Jenny Craig has just been awesome. I love their system, and they were the choice for me. I've tried every diet out there. Really, I have. And this one, I'm so glad this is where I landed at such a time like this. Because I need it
for you. Why does this work? Why does this one work and the other ones didn't?
Well, this one works because they give you a coach.
Ah.
I mean, what NBA basketball team, NFL, hockey, I mean, I can go on, doesn't have a coach?
Right.
They all have coaches, right? So we see them succeed and be victorious and go on and win all these awards. Every great person in anything they've done great, if you do the research, even you, I bet, had a coach somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this philosophy that they carry is, you know, we're going to give you someone that meets you right where you are, whether you're a mommy, stay-home mom, whether you're a working woman, whether you're a man who is single, living home alone, wherever you are, whoever you are, men and women alike, young and old, we will meet you where you are. We're going to support you to your goal. I have a coach, Michelle. I love her. Talk to her once a week. My day is Friday. I've chosen Friday for us to talk. And I weigh in on Friday. We discuss what my week was like. We discuss my upcoming week's menu. I mean, she really gets to know me personally and the little things I like and the little hurdles I have. She knows I have a real enemy called the craft services table.
Oh, I know. I love. I almost knocked poor Jane Lynch. I just did a small part on Glee last week, and I almost knocked poor Jane Lynch out of the line rushing to get that food.
I mean, the craft services table. it literally calls my name and I'm like, Braylee. I'm like, no, don't call it. That crap's never said, but they have taught me how to fight back. So it's so, I mean, like, they have the volumetric system, which means so now I can go to the craft services table, and as I hear calling my name, I can smile and gently grab a banana. You know, the volumetric system allows you to eat fruits and vegetables as much as you can stand, so that you don't lose, you know, get off a program. The food is so good and flavorful. Delish. I'm a kid at heart. My taste buds are about 10 years old, you know, and if it's not good, I'm not going to eat it. Right. I eat all my food. I add a salad. I add fruits and vegetables. I feel the same full feeling that I used to have when I would have thirds and fourths helpings.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not missing anything, and the weight has fallen off.
Well, I am telling you, we are going to watch your progression, and you might be in
the
kitchen for me, because I tell you, I got to get a couple pounds off too. Now let's talk.
Come on with me.
I know.
I'm 33 pounds down. 33 pounds. It's so beyond my wildest dream.
How long? 33 pounds. How long?
I've only been with the program since the end of May. And I'll tell you, that first month, I lost about half of that, yeah, then the first month, eating only. And then I said, you know what, by the second month, I said, you know, I want to move a little bit so that I want to keep a fit body, so, you know, that it's not just a small body that's kind of saggy. I want it to look good as well.
Yeah,
so I just started to do a little bit extra.
I got to get rid of these bat wings. They're just...
Come on, let's do it. Let's do it together. I need you on board. I need your energy. I love your energy. I need it, and we can do some great things. I'm telling you.
Really? I'm telling you. You got me all excited. I'm looking at this Snickers bar, and I'm going to put it away, girl.
See, all you got to do is chew. All you got to do is chew, but it must be the Jenny Craig, baby.
Oh, right. Now, let's talk about, I mean, you... Working on this film, you got to work alongside two people that I love, who is Jordan Sparks, and of course Whitney Houston. Tell me what it was like working with these, like, icons in the business.
It was so unreal. I just was pinching myself every step of the way. We were there in Detroit filming for 2 months, and every day was Christmas. For me, I couldn't wait to wake up. We had 4 a.m., 5 a.m. call times. I was up at 2, just waiting for the clock to count down. It's so incredible. When you're around talent of that caliber, it does nothing but have your talent rise to the occasion. I really believe they've given me my wings to soar in this industry. They did. They just handed them to me like, okay, you're official now. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. They loved on me. We had a good time. They treated me like family. It was like a big family reunion, a 2-month family reunion. We didn't even want to go home.
Oh my God. I haven't seen the film yet, but I'm so excited to see it. And you play the character of Toon Ann. Now, what is your character about? Tell me, you know, what your character does. Who is she? What's going on?
She plays Sparkle's best friend at church. She's the one who, you know, snickers past notes and sings in the choir with her and, you know, just lives vicariously through her because I know her secrets. But I'm too afraid of my mother, Miss Sarah Waters, who's played by Pamela Mann. I'm too afraid. I'm 19 in the film. However, my mother, you know, she don't play that. So I'm a little nervous to do some of the things that Sparkle will do. So I say, well, I'll just keep your secrets and tell me all about it. You know, but it's, you know, I'm just the best girlfriend. You know, you have one. We all have one.
Yeah. Those are the best.
The girl who knows it all.
I've never had a desire personally, you know, because I do a little acting on the side. I love the character roles. I love the best friend, the girlfriend, the gossipy neighbor, because they're just juicy parts for me. That's why when I was on Glee last week, Jane Lynch is like she's one of my idols, and I got a chance to talk to her and tell her that. And and I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not really, I never really had the interest in being like the Angelina Jolie. Not that I could ever do that, but never had that interest. I like the funny sitcom-y kind of character roles. So those are the very best roles. Now you're going to be on the BET film, He's Mine, Not Yours. Who's your character, and what's that show about?
And He's Mine Not Yours is actually playing now. I get calls already that say, I just saw you on there. I literally, look, one day, the cast is super amazing. Jason Weaver, I'm like rolling off my tongue so fast. They're so amazing. They literally were already filming and called me and said, what are you doing today? And I said, oh, I'm chilling out. You know, they're like, come through. We have this part for you. So I actually do a cameo in this as a waitress. And it is a funny scene. Oh, my goodness. The scene with myself and Gabrielle Dennis, you guys know her from The Game.
Right.
We had a ball just shooting that piece right there.
Is that playing now? Right on BET? Is it now? Is it?
Yes. It's been on a few times. I've gotten so many calls. Oh, it just came on. I saw it. So that's running right now.
Oh my God. I gotta look for that tonight. And The Cookout. Now am I crazy or did The Cookout come out last year? Am I crazy?
No, you're on point because Cookout 2 because the first one had Queen Latifah in it, mm-hmm. and the second one has myself and Rage. You remember, I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Hey, you remember that girl?
Yeah.
I love her song. She's in this one, and that has also already aired on BET as well. So those have already come out, and they're running, and people love those films.
Oh, my God. Well, you get some really, really great projects. I'm telling you, really excited. You get cast in such exciting projects. Now, what do you
– Thank you.
Now, what is this coming up, this upcoming series, Tracks, that's being developed?
Oh, my goodness.
What's that about?
I love the premise of your show and what the foundation of it is all about because here is – a great story. My girlfriends and I, actresses, writers, I mean, they do it all, casting, got together and, we're having a powwow about how there wasn't much work at the time. And we sat there and we were talking, chatting it up. And I said, you know what? We can sit here all day and talk about it. What are we going to do about it? And my girlfriend, Simone Shepherd, said, you know what? I'm going to write something. So she wrote Tracks. My girlfriend, Tabitha Brown, and there's so many of us, we all got together and said, you know what, let's shoot this thing that she wrote. We shot this. It was maybe, I'm going to put it up on my website so that you can see the trailer.
Okay.
This show is like The Wire meets, I don't know. It's like a female Wire, I'll say that. Mm. It's all female cast. But it is like The Wire. It's almost like it's not a drug cartel. It's actually a hair cartel.
Ah!
And I get to play this formidable Don that's running this hair cartel. And it's a different character for me. You guys are used to seeing me happy, fun, loving, best friend. But here, I'm a boss.
Oh,
I love it. Oh, but I get to flex my acting skills here. I get to play this boss that's running this entire city. Like, it's so good. It's so good. Tracks is so, we're just waiting for HBO to notice and give us our slot on there. And you guys will be watching every week, and I know you'll love it. I'm
going to
definitely, on my Facebook page, on my Twitter, and on my BraylyEvans.com, I am going to go ahead and post this week the Tracks trailer so you guys can see what I'm talking about.
All right. I am going to hold you to that because I am so excited. I get it now. Tracks meaning hair tracks, right?
Oh, look at you. You know all about it. Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm down now just because I'm a hipster now. Just because I'm over 30 doesn't mean I'm not down. I'm down with it. I'm hip. I stay
with
it. I can
you're
shake
in it.
It.
You're in
you.
It.
I'm rocking.
Go, girl.
Let's give some, because the show is about giving some career advice, and who better to give advice than you? So let me start with, let's go back when Breely was a little girl. What did you want to be or do? Did you always want to be an actress? Did you always know, or did you want to be something else?
Well, I told my parents when they asked, well, honey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to be a singer. And then my parents would say, what do you want to know your real job? Like, you know, where you'll get paid? Hilarious. I laugh at them now, and they laugh with me. But it's so funny. I should say I want to be a singer. And is, well, no, honey, your real job. I said, okay, an entertainer, because I figured longer word, maybe more money.
Yeah.
They were like, no, still, what do you want to be? So I've always had the dream in me to be in front of a crowd for some reason. I know that I sang my first solo in church, and I think the getting the applause back from the congregation gave me something, and I've always been chasing that feeling. So I always knew I wanted to be up front. Now, singing was the only gift I thought I had for so many years. I actually came up singing in a whole bunch of little girl groups that I put together, you know, in my parents' backyard. And then I got a record deal. I was in a group called Image. We were teenagers touring with the Backstreet Boys.
Get out of here! I did not know that! What?
Absolutely. The group is called Image. You can check out our music video. They have it on YouTube. So I did all of that. And so singing was my passion. I moved to Los Angeles because I said, hey, there is a Beyonce, honey, but there's also a Braylonce that no one knows about. So I am going to go to L.A., and I'm going to do my thing. Believe it or not, my neighbor was in a McDonald's commercial, and he said, oh my God, I saw you, Bob. Super amazing. Oh, that was so cool. He said, why are you so excited? What's the name of that show you're on? I was just watching you. And I said, no, I'm not on the show. I'm a singer. I was singing in every club in town trying to get noticed. And he said, no, darling, you're an actress. And I said, no, I'm not. He said, yes, you are. Let me introduce you to my commercial agent, and we'll see what happens. He walked me in, no headshot, not an acting class. This lady said, honey, you're wasting my time and your money. I got to start sending you out today. She started sending me out, and I didn't know what even sending me out. I was like, okay, I go to these places, and I audition for these roles. I don't know what to do. She told me, count how many no's you get. So those who are listening, take notes here. Count your no's, because it's just a pathway to a yes. I'm there. I'm counting my no's. I get on the eighth no. I really don't care, because I don't really aspire to be this acting thing. I'm just kind of going through the motions. Mm-hmm. We get to number 10, and I get my first yes. I walk in, they say, honey, slate your name. And I'm thinking, well, I just graduated college. I should know what slate means. It probably means spell my name. Okay, yes, Breyevans. And the room literally falls to the floor. Do you hear me? They fall. They're like, oh, my God, you are hilarious. I'm like, they're like, no one's ever done that. I'm just standing there like, I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, wait a minute, she really doesn't know. I was like, no, I don't know. They're like, no, honey, say your name to the camera. Turn to the right so we can get profiles. Oh, okay. So I do it. We go on along with the process. Apparently, they just fell in love. My very first time on television, about almost 6 years ago now, the Twix commercial, where I walk in and say, Pookie Pie, does my butt look big in these? And the guy stuffs his mouth. That was my very first time on television.
Oh, my God. I have never, ever heard that story before. I have never, ever heard it. This is so awesome. It's inspirational to people who are just starting out in the business. It is great to hear this. Now, since you've been in the business a while, what do you feel are some of the difficulties of the acting business? Because I like to keep it real. A lot of people,
oh, absolutely,
really, as you know, they come here off the bus, literally, and they're not prepared. They think that they're just going to be walking the red carpet in a matter of days. I like people to have the reality of what it's really like. What are some of the difficulties of the acting business that they need to be aware of before they pack their bag to come here?
What I say is going to be different than what most would say. And I'm going to say, go ahead, pack your bag, get on your bus, get here, number one. In your small city, it's not going to happen. In your state that is not, you know, Hollywood-driven, it's not going to happen. Get to Hollywood, get to New York, you know, get to Atlanta right now. Get to these places so that you're at least near the opportunity. After you get there, you must do the work. I found some quick success with the commercials and all, and being natural, and that was great. However, that may not happen for everybody.
Right.
So get your feet in and do the work, meaning get into some classes so that you can exercise your gift and know what they're talking about when they ask you to slate. You know, you want to be ahead of the class. You don't. What makes people stand out, I always tell, when I travel the country doing motivational speaking now as well, and I tell 3 points, and I say, you must have integrity. And integrity is knowing that you've done the work prior to showing up to the job. I mean, you've got to put the time in, because if you don't know, you'd be wasting everyone's time. So when success, what they say, when opportunity comes,
It's when
opportunity meets the work that you've put in, then you can have success. That's what it is. So you've got to get in some classes, do the work. That's what I would tell people to do. But you've got to get here. Go ahead and walk by faith, get here. It will happen. And also, stop looking for a check. Stop thinking, oh, I'm going to be rich and I'm going to be famous tomorrow. No, just get that out of your head. Be willing to use your gift for free. I really believe that the checks are only catching up to me now because of everything I've done that I was willing to do with a happy attitude. I was a joyful giver of my talent. Someone said, can you sing for a funeral? Can you sing for a wedding? Can you come to a bar mitzvah? I was there. I would sing at any given place. Can you be in my play? Can you come and do a cameo? I would do it for free. Be willing to give your gift away, and it will pay you back. Just do the work.
Yeah, because a lot of people here, there are a lot of people who come here because they want to be a star, they want to be a celebrity, but they're more caught up in wanting to have the laurels and accolades that go with that, rather than putting in the work and loving the art and the craft of it. You got to love what you're doing, because that what I loved is you said something. You have this motto of live by your dreams and never work again. That's what you said.
It's true. And that I was just going to say, caveat that and say, you know what? When you are passionate about something, and just think about it in your own life. When you're passionate about something, you literally do that thing without looking at a clock.
Right.
You do it for free. You won't think about eating.
It's like a hobby.
Okay. You just do these things, and you do it repetitively. You're diligent about it. You love it. That when you find that thing, and maybe it's not being in Hollywood. Maybe it's making shoes or cleaning a house. Some people get joy out of different things, and I want to always encourage people that it's not always in front of the camera. Maybe it's behind the camera. Right. Maybe you lose all of your reality doing, you get lost in it. That's the thing you should be doing, because it will never be work again. You'll always just be having fun and using your gift.
Absolutely. If you're doing something, I used to be an executive recruiter way back when I graduated from college. And one of the things that people used to come in and they would just graduate college and they have these degrees. And then they say, you know what? I don't want to work in that field. I don't know what I want to do. And I always told them, what do you like to do in your personal life? What is your hobby? What really makes you happy, because that's what you need to be focusing on, it doing what you love to do in your spare time, and then that fits in perfect with your motto, because then it's not work. So
I've found that people don't believe that they can actually make money from what they like, and that is a lie. That is a L-I-E. And I'm here to tell you that, I mean, everything, if you drive down the street and just look at the buildings, those are people's dreams that are erected right in front of you. Someone wanted to build a house. Someone wanted to be an architect. Someone wanted to, pave streets. Somebody do these things. These things for them to be done. It was done out of passion. So the reason why we have the street light is not because, yes, we needed it, but someone had a passion to figure it out.
Exactly.
You know, and get it there. So it's like I drive down the street smiling, because I go, oh, my God, I'm driving in someone's invention, a car that they just had a passion to get done. I'm looking at all these businesses and buildings and homes and, you know, everything we look at and touch, our clothes. We can't get rid of it. Our nail polish, all these things are someone's dream that we're living out.
Especially, I know you're going to love this, because because I think you and I are like-minded. I love the inventions that people come up with in the 99 cent stores. They have all those
love them.
Oh
my gosh, and I can't stop buying them.
I know. I mean, just bizarre. The more bizarre, the better. And then I always find myself saying, oh my God, that's such a simple idea. Why didn't I think of it? Where's my?
I love it.
Now, let me ask you, is it true? A lot of people say that, is it true? Do you feel that it's true that you have to change yourself in order to be accepted into the entertainment industry? A lot of people are told that by agents and managers and PR people. I know what my answer is, and I say hell to the no, but...
And I'm going to... Can I double that hell to the no? Because let me tell you something. I was a fluffy, curvy girl who was cute, talented, and believed I can do anything. So with an arsenal like that, packing in my backpack, I did not care what anybody has to say. So believe it or not, with the weight on me is when I was in Just Right, sitting next to A-list actress, Queen Latifah, Paula Patton and Common, and I had the weight on me then. Here I am in a movie with Whitney Houston, Jordan Sparks, Derek Luke, Omari Hartwick, Carmine Gojo, Tika Sumner. I'm sitting next to heavyweights, and I'm still fluffy. So don't you let anybody tell you what you have to be, because there are roles in Hollywood that are looking just for you. I'm only losing the weight now. Yes, I'm only losing the weight now because I'm helping my young ones get healthy on the inside out. Don't get it twisted. No one's telling me to do this. I'm doing this because I want to live longer, and I want to tell my grandkids about my time with Whitney Houston, but I don't have kids yet, and I have to back up because I need a husband. So I'm trying to get, you know, I'm working on some things. I'm working backwards, you know.
Hey. I love it. Yeah, see, I mean, I get cast specifically for being a larger woman. I get
love
cast
it.
Because I'm...
need you. You're real life. You're real people.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I get cast just for those roles. I'm called a specialty actress, and I love it because a skinny bitch couldn't fill my role.
And I'm snap, down. I snapped all around my room here for you.
Yeah, I mean, I get cast with some of the top A-list actors because I am a little, you know, I get small roles, but that's good enough for me because I like the whole process of it. I love the whole process of it. Anywhere, really, you know that I think you and I are alike. We love people.
Yes.
Anybody that can talk and communicate and have a good conversation, we're all over it. Are we not?
Yeah. You already know. I don't turn down. I said, people, oh, will you do my show? Will you do this? I say, honey, I don't turn down anything but my collar. Yes, I love inspiring people.
You are so
Absolutely. Fun.
You're so fun. Now, let me ask you, what do you feel? Now, this is going to be a weird question, but I think it needs to be asked. How do you determine, I mean, to be real, keep it real with yourself, how do you determine your best qualities as an actor? And what your genre is. And what I mean by this is a lot of times actors, people think, oh, I'm better in dramatic roles. But in actuality, they're better at comedy and vice versa. How do you find out what your best qualities are?
Here's a tip. To find out what your best qualities are as an actor, because God made us all individual for a purpose, He made you, me, I can't do what you can do, you can't do what I can do. Be true to who you really are. Obviously, honey, you get those best friend roles because you're a good best friend in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, doll, you know, I think there's something to be said about who we authentically are, and then we just expose that in front of people who are looking for a particular role, and then you get it, and so there's no excuse. I think I get the nurse role and the best friend role because there's something to my original personality. I'm bringing the real Braylee to the character. So I think if you embrace who you are authentically, you'll be easy to say, okay, well, I should lean towards this genre or this. Now, I'm not saying don't stretch yourself and right. metamorphose into something else and try different things. You should always do that. I'm always doing that. I love Meryl Streep for this reason. She can just change herself in her accents, and she can, you know, you can see her in all these different roles. I love her for that, and that's exactly the type of actress I am. So, so with that being said, and also ask your friends who you are. They'll tell you the truth. If you don't know, start listening. People will tell you who you are.
They're your real friends. Your real friends.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes even people that don't like you, people that don't like you will tell you who you are in a flat hot minute. They'll say, oh, you're this, honey, you're that. And really listen, it's because we're not all things good.
That's
you know,
true.
There's sometimes where I can be a capital letter B. Sometimes yep. I can, you know, be very selfish and spoiled and bratty. And I have to take on those qualities and embrace the negative sides of my personality as well, because I can put those in the trick bag when it's time to pull it out and grab that role. So embrace the negative things that people have said about you too, because you're going to need to use it. So remember the conversation, the argument. Remember when your heart was broke. Remember the negative times in life, because those will be touch points that you can go back and use and say, oh, he made me so mad at him that day, I could have killed him. Now when you're in the role as a killer, you got something to remember.
Now, how you got started, as you were telling us earlier, was so unique. I don't think I've ever heard that story. Once you started getting cast, did you say, okay, I'm going to jump in some classes, I'm going to take some workshops? What did
Absolutely.
You do? What did you do?
I sure did. I decided to respect the business. You know, I did jump in with no class and all, and I was going on and going on. But I said, you know what? This is feeling good. I really like it. Oh, and I love the checks. The checks are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I love it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to respect the business, and I'm going to do the work. So I took a few steps back. I was able to study with Chip Fields. We all know her from Good Times, where she played Janet Jackson's mother.
Oh, you know, I loved her.
You
yes.
all know. Yeah, I studied with her. I studied with Tasha Smith. You all know her from Tyler Perry's films. She's so amazing. She was in Why Did I Get Married Too? Bam! That was my coach. Richard Lyons, he's Queen Latifah's on-set coach, literally on-set with her, you know, tweaking and giving her, you know, ways to do different scenes. I've had some incredible coaches that I've sat with and learned from that helped me get my arcs together. They helped me really know who I am and find myself in a character. So I think it's important to study and, you know, and have those times in a classroom setting where you can make mistakes so that you know what it feels like, and you know that, oh, I shouldn't use this because this doesn't work. But because if you don't try it, you won't know kind of what you're doing. And you won't, and simply said, people like Twinkie Bird will not be casting you in the movie Sparkle. It's just
right.
not going to happen. So, and she'll be the first to tell you, do not waste my time.
Right.
I love her. So, and she won't let you waste her time, I should say that. She won't even call you in. So if you want to get called in by the cream of the crop, you know, then you will do the work. And that's all I'm saying.
Now, did you skip over, because you're at a level now where you probably don't have to do this, but I'm just going to ask anyway, did you ever attend any casting director workshops?
I missed that. I missed that.
You didn't need, okay.
I did. It kind of skipped over.
Right,
and I think.
Right, for
go ahead.
They're important, correct, for actors to be seen by the top casting directors in these casting director workshops? I would think it's important.
I would think it is. I would think so. It wasn't my route, and that's why I tell people to jump in right where you are, because everyone's going to have a different road to go. Maybe you walk into one of those, and you are the perfect look. Remember that Hollywood is a lot about the look, and then maybe secondarily, the acting, you know, if you can really bring the character to life. That's probably the second part. So being seen is crucial and important. I didn't go the casting director workshop route. I kind of skipped it, but because I think I am a trailblazer in anything that I do, I really believe in myself. I have this incredible faith system that allows me to move in a different kind of fashion than someone else would. And what I did when this thing started to feel good to me, I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to wait on Hollywood to hire me. I'm going to hire myself.
Yes!
I'm going to create the Braley Show. Which I said, you know what, the internet,
on YouTube, yeah.
You already know. You've done the research about me.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to create the Braley Show.
Yeah.
So I went, got some cameras, me and a girlfriend. She helped me produce it. Jeanette Jenkins, love her for life for that. She pulled me aside and said, the reason why you're not famous is because no one knows you're alive. Honey, you got it. You got the gift. You got the it factor. So let's get a camera and start taping. We started taping these comedy sketches and just me straight to camera, and not millions of people clicked on it, but just the right 100 clicked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what caused me to be noticed in Hollywood.
Yeah. And I actually watched you. Oh God, what was that cute guy's name? Oh my God. You two sat down and you were with a guy and you're like, hey, and he said, hey, what was his name? Oh,
are you talking about Kareem Grimes?
Yes,
we do weed law. He's an amazing actor. He's an amazing actor. Oh my goodness.
He's a lucky too, Breely now.
Him to his, yes, he is, and you guys have to see his abs. Oh my God, if I can snag a photo of his shirt off, this man's body is incredible. It's amazing.
That thing, huh?
Oh my goodness, he's a hunk for sure.
Oh my God! Now, what exactly do you have coming up? What are you excited about? Some of your projects that are coming up that we can look into. Where do we find them?
Okay, first of all, please stay tuned to BraleyEvans.com because you'll get all of your updates on where I'll be and all my upcoming projects, brand new pictures, behind the scenes, all the good stuff. Now, September, slated for September. Suddenly Single. It is a stage play that was shot for television, written and directed by David E. Talbert, starring Isaiah Washington, Garcelle Beauvais, and guess what? I play her best friend again.
Ah, you are a best friend.
Heavy hitters. Heavy hitters. Marcus Polk is in this. I mean, we have some heavy hitters that show up in this stage play. David E. Talbert and his wife, super couple. I'm loving these power. I really think I'm going to get married to someone in the industry. I don't know if it's going to be 50 Cent. I think it's going to be 50 Cent and me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I keep working with these husband and wife teams. Mara and Salim Akil on Sparkle. David E. Talbert and his beautiful wife, Lynn. They are these super couples. So make sure you guys look out for Suddenly Single. And then right after that, the film Note to Self, Richard T. Jones, Christian Keys, LaToya Luckett, that's going to be coming out as well, I think about October-ish, feature film. So much fun. So much fun. You guys are going to love these projects.
Now, so we can get, I have a note in stores October 2nd, so does that mean stores, or does that mean Amazon.com too, or does
yeah,
that mean, like, just a
that's, the stage play was filmed for television, is also going to be for sale on DVD on that date.
Now, can we go to BraleyEvans.com and get this as well? Are you going to be selling it from your website too, or...?
Because you are fine-tuning me as an entrepreneur, I'm going to say yes. I will definitely call the Talbert Productions and say, give me a link to put on my website. So I'm going to say yes now. And my lovely web designer, Ernesto, love him to death. You guys, hire this man. He will make you famous online.
You really look great.
Thank you.
I love that website. And, you know, my husband, he's a software developer. And when we saw, when we saw your website, he said, oh my God, now how exactly, he was actually wondering how the website designer did that, because you've recently changed your website, but before I think it was a flash where you were walking and singing maybe, or there was,
yes,
movement.
My friend Osaro is an incredible talent. He just has vision, and I love what he did with that. He had me where I was walking towards the camera. He's a master at that. He's my other webmaster. I have so many great friends in this business who want to see me do great things and always keep me on the cutting edge. And you got to always stay fresh and new, so you'll always see me changing things here and there. So, yes, that was my friend Osaro. He did that. Yes.
Really, you are looking so fly on that little couch on your website. Now,
thank you.
A beautiful woman, go to BreeLeeEvans.com because she is spread out in her stiletto heels, rocking white dress.
So darling.
And you're going to have to keep, now that you're with, you're the spokesperson for, or Jenny, I don't know, you're a spokesperson, right? You're a spokesperson for Jenny Gray.
Yes.
Now you're going to have to update that damn website every 3 months, aren't you?
That's why I had to update it from the one you saw before. Because I was like, I look different, so let me, I got to stay current because things are popping right now, and I need people to know, where I am currently. So that was the reason for the change, actually.
Oh, my God. Well, Breeley, what is your ultimate goal? Before you leave this earth, what do you want to achieve before you leave this earth? Last question.
I would love to be a great grandmother.
A great grandmother.
I want to be a great grandmother. So therefore, that's going to afford me the lifelong time here on this earth to be healthy for a long time, to be able to be married, have children, have my children have children, be a great grandmother who is in her right mind, who knows what's going on, so I can tell these stories about my lovely interviews and my times in Hollywood and be celebrated for all the Oscars I received during that time. And I can tell them about how I had these number one diamond selling albums and how I was able to, sit with the president, and how I was able to travel and speak with the queen overseas, and how the world should be seen by all. I want to be a great grandmother because I'll be able to live to tell all of these stories.
You are definitely going to be a great grandmother, and I hope it's to 50 Cent or whoever else you want to rock on with. And I want to be invited to one of your red carpet events. So I want to your Oscar, when you get your Oscar, I want to be invited. I want to be sitting way in the back. I'll sit way up at the top, but I want to come because there is no one that deserves it more than you. Your person.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's so, there's so many people that have the personality like you, but it's fake. Yours is genuine.
I love you.
You are the ultimate as far as entertainment because
I can't take it. I have to give that to my parents. I really think I was raised right. My grandparents, my family, I think my roots are deep, and I think that is what causes me to be who I am. And they have raised me in a fashion to be unashamed of who I am, what my body looks like, the color of my skin. They have raised me that way. So I have to give that accolade to them, and I can't really take that because it's not my fault. I'm just being who I know to be. I also want to say that I love my city and where I'm from. Mayor Jing Kwan, an all-white event at the Sharon Randolph Foundation, they made August 18th Braille Day in Oakland.
What?
And I couldn't believe it. When I walked in and I saw her walking up the stairs, I was like, what is the mayor doing here? And they were like, honey, and she leaned over and said, honey, we wanted to give you the key to the city, but we got in, a little bit too late. So on your next film, we'll work on that. But for now, August 18th will be celebrated as Braille Day here in Oakland, California, every year throughout the rest of your life.
God.
So I'm going to invite you personally next year to come down to Oakland because, I'm already, just as of today, I'm one day away and I'm already planning what I'm doing for next year.
I do too. I plan my birthday.
So here's your invitation.
Yes,
here's your invitation, hon.
You
We're gonna have a good time.
Everybody, Breeley Evans invited me to Oakland for Braley Day. You know what? We got to wrap it up, but I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. You are a godsend to this business for what you look like, who you are, and what you are doing. And you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, because everything right, girl. And thank you for being on the show. Everybody go to BraleyEvans.com. Go out and see the movie Sparkle and get your big ass to Jenny Craig like I need to get my big ass to Jenny Craig. Thank you so much. Say goodbye to your friends. Oh, you know what, Braley? Can I get a commitment to come on the show next year?
I would love to be there, because I know there's going to be some projects coming up that I've got to tell all of our friends and fans about. Meet me. Please Facebook me. Yes, it is me. I will speak back to you. I love talking to the fans. I love answering the questions. So I love to be on this show. So please have me back. I would love it. At Braley Evans is my
Twitter.
Thank
you, my darling. Thank you. Say goodbye to your fans. Goodbye, everybody. Braley Evans.
Love you all.
Love you.
Hugs and kisses.
Bye.
Bye now.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.